Mark Lumia is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. True Wealth Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, WFLA, and WFLF are not affiliated.
Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
Welcome to Retirement Mark with your host, Mark Lumia.
A lot of people when they're planning for retirement, no one thinks of how long they're really going to live. One of the biggest problems in retirement is actually running out of money. So you have to make your decisions and create some kind of retirement plan that takes that into consideration where you're going to have income for as long as you live.
Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group will help build you a solid retirement plan from the floor up.
It's always good to get a second opinion. Maybe I teach you about sequence risk and you realize, wow, I wish I would have known that 10 years ago.
You've worked hard for your money and you deserve a retirement plan that reaches your goals. Now is the time to hit your retirement mark. Here is your host, Mark Lumia.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Retirement Mark Show with Retirement Income Specialist Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540. I'm Grace Atkinson with Producer Hawk, and on tonight's show, we're going to talk about retirement readiness, 401k zombies, and super strategies to get you on the road to a financially confident retirement. Mark, how are you? Did you and the family have fun in Las Vegas? Did you survive?
Well, I did survive, and currently I feel like a zombie. it was interesting, the time change with two little kids and, you know, a wife. We were waking up every morning at 4 o'clock.
Oh, because they were still on East Coast time.
Absolutely, and nothing really started until 8. You had breakfast, and then 9 o'clock the event started, so I was up early doing a lot of stuff before we even started the meetings. A
lot of long days.
Very long days, and... you know, Vegas has changed. It's different than when I went 15, 20 years ago. It's pretty huge.
Yeah.
It's lots of cabs.
Yeah. It's like a little New York, isn't it?
It really is. I was just surprised how busy it got and all the people walking around and how big the hotels were. And what was on the negative side was there was a lot of homeless. You saw people sitting there laying and sleeping on the, you know, the ground.
Yeah.
They had kind of had walkways now above the street that you went from building to building.
Uh-huh.
And there was always street people playing music or dancing or doing
that. Sound like
things.
New York.
Yeah, it was definitely like that. And people, you know, hey, we're street performers, and you know, they asked for money and all that kind of stuff. So it was nice though, and one guy was banging those 5-gallon pails that they put, you know, pickles in.
Yeah, the drums. Yeah. Drumming.
Yeah, he was drumming, but he was drumming on one of those things that, you know, I guess it was 5 gallons, and you put it between your legs and he's banging on it. Well, my wife has pictures of my kids dancing to the beat, and then he was like singing to them, kind of.
Aww.
Dance like her, dance like her. And he was trying to get the rest of the crowd to do it. And I'm telling you, no lie, 15, 20 minutes, they didn't stop dancing.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, and when you see her, like, doing it, she's, like, on the beat the whole time. We're like, wow, how did she learn how to dance like that?
So the kids had a blast.
The kids had a lot of fun. They had really a lot of fun. Daddy was a little harder because, you know, you had to wake up early with kids, and then you had to go through all day, and then mommy obviously wanted to do something at night.
That's right. You had meetings all day, and then when you came home from your conference meetings, they were ready to go play, and you're like, I'm so tired.
That's right. That's why I said zombie.
Well, while you're enjoying the show tonight, feel free to go to our website. It's retirementmark.com. While you're on the site, you can get tips from Mark's blog, you can download free reports, and you can listen to past Retirement Mark shows to help answer some of the questions you may have about hot topics like Medicare and Social Security and annuities. You know, Mark is a retirement income specialist that enjoys helping people retire with an abundant income for the rest of their lives, and he's experienced at finding ways to reduce his clients' tax burdens. If you would like to meet with Mark to discuss the various options for your 401k, or maybe you would just appreciate a second opinion to see how you're doing, Mark would love to help you. You can call Mark now, 1-800-7MARK72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And if you're in the 352 area code, it's 352-561-4571. Well, on a recent episode of Bloomberg's Bottom Line, Voya CEO Ewout Steenbergen says Americans are not saving enough for retirement. He says while many are focused on attaining a lump sum amount, what they really desire is monthly payments.
Well, because ultimately, people are interested in a certain payout, in an income stream. Because if you are only thinking about a certain sum of money, first of all, you don't know what you can buy in terms of a payout annuity over time. Secondly, if you just use the money by months yourself, there is a risk that you might outlive your assets. And that is a very sad perspective, of course, if people at the end of their lifetime fall into poverty.
Well, this is interesting, Mark. So the people that would really like to just count on monthly, you know, income payments, are there ways that you can help people achieve that?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what he was talking about is if someone takes a lump sum and does what's called systematic withdrawals, depending on how long they live and how much they're taking out every month, doing it that way, you're eventually going to run out of money. So what you have to do is you do have to take that lump sum withdrawal, but you have to put it someplace else. So you might do what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer, and you put it in a vehicle that will pay you income for life. One of those vehicles happens to be a fixed indexed annuity. You can do it with a fixed annuity. There's things out there called immediate annuities. I kind of shy away from what we call variable annuities, but there's lots of different ways that you can put money into an annuity and create an income stream that you cannot live, and for that matter, you can do it for over two lives, like your husband and wife, or, you know, until the second one dies, they keep on paying out the income. So I believe it's a better plan to put it in some kind of vehicle that you're guaranteed to have those payments until you both die, as opposed to just putting a lump sum into a vehicle that doesn't have those guarantees, and you're basically just, you know, if you have $200,000, you're taking out $20,000 every year, well, you're going to be out in 10 years. So I think it's better to do the other option.
Well, according to statistics, we know that there are millions of people around the country who are planning to retire within the next few years. However, a recent article in Forbes focused on the fact that many companies are not really providing for these retirees with any help when it comes to preparing for their retirement. Mark, what are some of the things that you advise people to do if they find themselves in this scenario?
Yeah, a lot of companies, they might help you or they might have a company 401k plan or things like that, but they really don't give you any advice on where you should put the money, how much risk you should take and things like that. So what I advise people is they need to find, you know, a retirement planning specialist, someone that has a lot of experience with planning for retirement and trying to plan so you can create an income once you retire that you cannot live. So what I would recommend that they need to find a retirement income specialist, make an appointment, just like they would when they go to a doctor. The retirement specialist will collect the data, they'll listen to the, you know, answers to questions, and they'll devise a plan that, you know, that's unique for that person and help them have a nice retirement and live, you know, pretty much retire, you know, with the lifestyle they really want.
Almost like a checkup. It sounds like a checkup, getting a retirement planning checkup.
Absolutely, but you also have to plan for contingencies. You never know about the unexpected, so you definitely need a checkup. You have to have a plan. You have to think of a lot of things, and sometimes you're going to plan for longer than you think you really will live, because if you live past what you think you're going to live, you run out of money then, that wouldn't be a good scenario. I think most people worry more about living too long and outliving the money than actually dying.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, Mark is available to meet with you. The number again, 1-800-7-MARK-72. Well, congratulations, you finally made it through the midterm elections. But one of the issues that still seem to be missing from the debate is Social Security. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren sums up the problem.
From the time Social Security was originally passed into law until the early 1980s, as a country, we readjusted Social Security more than 30 times. Because we realized people lived longer, more people were entering the workforce, women were now entering the workforce. There were changes in how America was growing and changing, and we'd make small adjustments to Social Security to make sure that it would be safe. The difficulty we have is that we have not made those adjustments since the 1980s, and so we've got a problem.
Mark, there's also an article on Time.com this week that offers some solutions to Social Security's stagnation. What do you think?
Well, reading the article, when you see one of their things, it says change the cost of living adjustment to reflect the cost of health care, which is a 13% raise. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine them raising Social Security 13%. This year, I believe the increase was 1.7%. Mm-hmm. So I find that highly unlikely. Second thing is to link monthly benefits to the general price inflation. Number three would be raise retirement age from 68 then to 69 and then to 70. Mm-hmm. On that one, basically back in the 1980s, when they put into effect going from 65 to 66 and that people born after 1960 at 67, their retirement age, according to Social Security, it's been over 30 years and that still hasn't been fully, you know, implemented because it takes time. So raising the retirement age, I like that one. I like number three. That might be one that doesn't affect people that much. The people that will affect are a lot younger and they don't even realize the changes. Raise the payroll taxes from 12.4 to 15.5. That's a possibility. I think that one, you know, that would go by and people wouldn't complain much about that. And then put Social Security reserve funds in the market where they can grow. I think that's a horrible idea. No one knows if the market's going to go up or down.
True.
That'd be kind of scary if they did that. So, you know, I agree with some of the things in the article and I disagree with the other ones.
And speaking of Social Security, Mark has several free resources available for you. One of them in particular is on the website, of course, retirementmark.com. And it's a free report for you to download. If you go to the homepage, I'm on there now, retirementmark.com, and just look in the kind of the middle right section of the homepage. You're going to see a big blue book, and it's called 44 Social Security Secrets All Baby Boomers and Millions of Current Recipients Need to Know. It's the revised edition. Mark would like to make this available to you. You can just click on that blue book and download it. It takes a matter of seconds, and it's a very helpful resource for you to have. Read it over, and then when you have questions, feel free to call Mark at 1-800-7-MARK-72. And speaking of getting in touch with you, Mark, if you're in the 352 area code, the number is 352-561-4571. Maybe you just don't feel so great about your retirement plan. Mark would love to offer you a complimentary retirement strategy session, 1-800-7-MARK-72. And have you gotten those free reports that I just mentioned on the website? The other one you can get is on annuities. It's the truth about annuities. Again, retirementmark.com. Just scroll down, look at the bottom, kind of the middle towards the right for the blue books, and click on those to get your free book. Coming up next, do Americans have a new attitude towards retirement? We're going to hear from political strategist Frank Luntz. He's amazing. When the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 returns after this.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who could help protect your assets by reviewing your retirement income and taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.